Hey, Clips fans, what's going on? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers.
Ooh, nervous today, I would say.
Yeah, real nervous. Got the Kings game coming up tonight. This is kind of a big one.
The biggest game of the season for the Kings and maybe us at this point.
While we already have the series clinched, it is still going to be a big game for playoff position. It is going to be at Sacramento. That crowd is going to be insane. But we're going to get into what we're going to need to do to win that game. Give you some key matchups to think about and what could go wrong. Yeah. And today is Friday, which means our regular Friday segments, which is the Pacific Division Power Rankings. We got some stuff to chat about there. And then everybody's favorite segment, Love, Marry, Kill. And today we're doing nicknames for the city of Sacramento.
There's some interesting ones in there.
You'll want to stay tuned for that. So all that and more coming up right about now.
So just right off the bat, if you're not excited and terrified for this game, you don't love Clippers basketball.
I feel like you're stealing the Sacramento announcers.
I'm not stealing. I'm giving them credit for it.
If you don't love that, you don't love Kings basketball.
Shout out to the Kings. They're our sister team this year. We've adopted them.
Despite pretty handedly beating them in two outings, I would say this is one of the Pacific. this is one of the Pacific Division matchups that I always kind of fear.
For sure.
They're a team that they're just poised to strike.
They're young, they're hungry, they want to run.
Oh yeah,
they can do everything that to bury teams.
And it's one of those things where you kind of get caught lacking. And
they'll bury you. So let's get into some injuries real quick. Guess who's injured? Luka Bamute and Wilson Chandler. I didn't even have to delete this from the last week and a half of game notes, so I guess that was kind of cool. The Kings, Marvin Bagley out with a knee injury. Thankfully, that's not a very serious one. He had kind of a scary situation. Someone on the stream just commented, Bagley out helps us a lot. It really does. He's very effective against our bench.
Luckily, though, it's not a long-term thing. I mean, luckily for the Kings, he's going to be reevaluated in 1 to 2 weeks. So.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can reiterate what we need to say, what's on the line tonight.
Yeah.
We're in a much more comfortable playoff spot tonight. If we win, the Kings would be 3 games back of us.
Definitely.
And the Lakers play the Bucks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We can maybe kind of assume that the Bucks will win that game.
Yeah.
Lakers could just mess around and kind of give us the big FU and win. But we then play the Lakers on Monday. So it makes it a little less, important / pressure on us if we take care of business tonight and presumably take care of business against the Knicks on Sunday.
Yeah, and just one last thing on the Pacific Division. We could talk on this more towards the end, but we currently have, other than the Warriors, the best record in the Pacific Division. So if both the Lakers and the Kings are only able to equal our record at the end of the season, I mean, they don't stand a chance. You got to go through us.
Yeah.
If you want a playoff spot.
All roads lead to the Clips, baby. So let's get into what we need to do to win. Well, what do you think we got to do to win this one?
Well, I think that we gotta come out shooting well from three. They haven't defended us that well on the perimeter. Obviously, the addition of Harrison Barnes could change. He is a lengthy guy. But the lowest we've ever shot against this team is 37% from three.
Damn.
We could be disrupted, but, we got to bounce back from that 20% bum of a performance. Got to really put that behind us.
And this goes into kind of one of my things. It's just forget about the past.
Definitely.
Yes, we're 3-0 on this team so far. We have the tiebreaker. That's awesome. Completely different Clippers teams. Three new starters. Our results have been kind of up and down.
Yeah.
With these guys. Excuse me, two new starters. With these guys. We have to forget about the shooting against the Jazz. We know Lou will put his woes out of his head and just kind of keep shooting himself out of this. I'm hoping Gallo and Shamet can kind of channel that too and just keep firing.
Definitely. Definitely.
I
think we're going to also just have to defend the fast break well. The Kings are a team that thrives on pace. And they also, for being a young team, they turn over the ball a significant percentage lower than us.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime they're able to snag a board or anytime we turn over the ball, we're really going to have to rush into that fast break defense quick.
We have to get back.
We have, so they outscored us 22-12 in our first outing on the fast break. Every other time since then, we've been much better at defending it, and we have outscored them. But it has been, low numbers and very close. And this is something that, if they get into their pace, which I guess just ties into this, like, we need to set the pace for this game. We cannot let them control pace. If we try to match their pace on the offensive end,
it's not going
to
work.
We will make mistakes, and we will turn the ball over, and we will watch this game slip away.
Gallo's not fast enough to keep up with them on the break, for sure. That kind of leads into a thing I'm a little worried about, is the rebounding. Because if we got to get back on defense so quick,
definitely,
the offensive rebounding might not be there, and Zoo is really kind of a one-man, you know, it's a one-man job in terms of offensive rebounds right now. But against the Kings, that's going to be, like, extrapolated even more, I feel like. We're also going to have to play within ourselves. Yes, I have two existential matchups right now, or things we need to do to win. Like you said, the teams win games by running up the pace. Like, mm-hmm. if we get caught up in that with that home atmosphere, and I mentioned this yesterday, I think the Kings are going to rally around Bagley's injury.
Definitely.
Like, they're going to be fired up.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be galvanized by that. But a couple of comments have come in on the live stream talking about Harrison Barnes. He's definitely worrisome. I'll get into that a little bit further in the key matchups. I think one thing that is in our favor is just his relative inefficiency. He's only converting right now at, like, a 35% clip on field goal attempts. So I think that if we can kind of lure him into kind of low percentage mid-range shots, he will take those versus looking for an open man.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say one last thing for what we need to do to win, unless you have anything else. But
I might. I'm not sure.
If we can't shoot well, we got to get to the line.
Yeah, dude. We got to live with that line.
The Kings team is a young team, which means they will be lured into fouls. And on the other end of the floor, we need to foul smart. This Kings team is the 28th team in terms of free throw percentage.
Ooh, garbage.
So they're not going to make a whole lot. I think if bigs or anything are posing a problem, you know, maybe we just kind of spread out the fouls a little bit.
That'd be nice.
Especially if, you know, Cauley-Stein gets switched on somebody on a mismatch. Maybe other than, like, letting them get the easy bucket, we take the foul and we roll the dice on that.
Yeah, the reffing is going to be such a big issue tonight. Something in my bones tells me it's going to be a poorly reffed game. I have no backing against that. It just feels like both teams are going to be upset with the refs tonight.
Definitely.
As it's been. So let's get into what could go wrong. I had some numbers for the Kings' three-point shooting. They can kind of... I think we could get too cute with our three-point shooting in this game.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about what could go wrong now?
Yeah, what could go wrong.
Okay.
The Clippers shoot a great percentage on threes,
mm-hmm.
but we are susceptible to kind of just taking the good looks. And while forcing shots is bad, sometimes you just have to take threes.
Definitely.
So if we aren't, you know, if the Kings are shooting well and we get locked in that frenetic head-down, no-vision half-court offense we can sometimes get kind of trapped in, it could be... I don't want to see a thing where we hit 60% of our threes, but we only hit 9 threes.
Definitely.
You know, I think that's something that could go bad. And the Kings like to shoot. They have a bunch of good shooters. Hield is 44% on 7 attempts a game. Bogdan's 33% on 5. Shumpert's 36% on 5. They fire up 30 threes a game.
Yeah.
And they're 5th in the league. And they've
had, Bogdan has gone off on us. Hield has gone off on us. You know, they've had at least one person every game who's, like, really able to unleash on us.
Yeah.
So, I think what could go wrong is, you know, as I said earlier, just getting caught up in their pace is something we definitely don't want to do. We just can't sustain it. So I just think the other thing, and you talked about it a little bit, and what we need to do to win is, like, we got to play up to this team. I know that they're technically...
Oh, I like that.
I know they're technically below us in the standings, but that kind of bears no merit on tonight. You know, like, forget about the record. We need to play up to this team because this is a team that could be in the playoffs. So
I think it's a team that will be in the playoffs, which sucks.
Bold.
But it might just be against us. I totally got that wrong about Shump. That's my bad. See, that's the thing with Basketball Reference. They put the old teammates on there.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't
got to
worry
gone.
About Shump. Yeah. That's my bad. What else? Oh, yeah. This, another shooting thing, just our up and down shooting. Are we going to get the 19%? From the three-point Clippers, or are we going to get the 40% from three-point Clippers? This, I generally don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. I just want a consistent night from either Lou or Gallo.
Definitely.
Like, one of those two guys definitely has to go off. Shamit seems like someone in the comments mentioned that Shamit could have kind of a go-off game, which would be fantastic. Like, seeing Shamit get into the groove of looking comfortable out there and hitting the shots he's supposed to hit.
I think it just depends on who's guarding him.
Yeah, he just looks a little out of his element right now. I don't know, man.
And I don't know, it just depends. If they're able to put a bigger body on him, I think that could definitely be a problem for him.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Just piggybacking off of that, seems like a good time to get into key matchups.
Let's do it.
The big one, obviously, is going to be bench versus bench. Yeah. In the three games, these battles have been close. The Kings, like, they have a deceptively deep roster.
For
like,
sure.
You know, we can't tend to just talk about their starters. While the loss of Bagley will definitely hurt that bench's mm-hmm. kind of bottom line, they're still dangerous from a lot of positions. So, anyways, their bench outscored us in the first meeting, 47-62. And they hung in there both other games, which were 54-57 and 43-55, which we both won. But for our bench, that's not that large of a margin.
No, that's almost a loss.
Yeah, like that's not that large of a margin. So we're really going to have to pour it on tonight. We're going to have to take advantage of them not having as many versatile bigs on that second unit.
Losing that length is going to be huge for us, hopefully. Trez is on our bench. Trez versus anybody is a huge matchup.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read the last three totals from Trez in terms of points and rebounds against the Kings. 24-6, 22-9, 25-7.
Wow.
Like, they... No one can handle Trez on this Kings team.
Yeah.
It's just with Zubac in the starting lineup to kind of bother them a little bit more. You know, from a starting perspective, we haven't had a guy who's that physical in the starting lineup.
For sure.
Since anybody other than DeAndre. Trez could have an even bigger night tonight than the last three games, just because those guys are going to be worn down a little bit more.
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
I hope Trez, you know, he set his career
high. I hope he
has
another 30-point game.
Yeah, like 30 and 10 from Trez will go a long way to get us over the hump.
What do you think Zubats brings to this starting lineup against the Kings?
Oh, man. I think he has struggled a little bit. I think this is a get-your-mind-right game for him. He's a little beefier than Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah.
He's got a little more size on him. I think he's just going to... His strategy is pretty much the same with every single opposing center.
Contest everything. And on the offensive end, try to destroy everybody.
Yeah, like he might get dunked on for sure, but I guess it's good he's going for the block. So I think Zoo could have, you know, maybe a quote-unquote breakout game or something. A double-double from Zoo. And I'm not even talking like a high double-double. Like an 11-10
yeah.
or even a 10-10 would just be fantastic to take some pressure off of Trez down there.
Totally.
Backcourt versus backcourt is a big one. So this is one of the few areas where there's actually been some consistency between the two teams all year.
Definitely.
Last time, Patrick Beverley guarded De'Aaron Fox for 62% of his offensive possessions. He did give up 6 of 9 shooting and 3 assists.
Dang.
Not the best. He did cause 3 turnovers, but he just seems a little too slow to contain Fox for an entire game.
That makes sense.
No fault for Patrick Beverley. De'Aaron Fox is lightning quick.
Fox is so athletic. And this could kind of tie into a little bit of what I talk about, what we need to do to win.
Mm-hmm.
If this team is like building up momentum, we got to give a foul.
Yeah. Are you saying like a nice foul or like a hip check at the half court line or something like that?
I'm talking a grown man's foul.
Yeah, a professional foul. In terms of Buddy Hield, we're going to assume Shea's on Buddy Hield, right?
Yes.
I don't really want Shamit on him. Like, that's going to be tough. He Who Shall Not Be Named guarded him very well the last time we played. So hopefully Shea picked up on some of that. He guarded Hield for just, I think, 10 possessions, but held him to 0 of 2 shooting last time we played. So there is something there. He's going to hopefully not be too tired that he can contribute more on the offensive end to make up, because I'm going to assume that Beverly's going to be, I mean, I know he's a competitor and he gives 110%, but he's going to be gassed at some point trying to chase around Fox the whole night.
For sure.
So someone earlier in the comments on the live stream mentioned that we need Beverly's shooting. Beverly's perimeter shooting and rebounding is going to be even more critical tonight than it already is.
Agreed.
What else you got for matchups?
Do you think, I guess just, I have one last thing on the backcourt versus backcourt thing. Do you think if Beverly is getting cooked that they switch Shea onto him, or what's your strategy for that?
Oh, man.
I guess you could, Temple is another option.
That was an option. Maybe Sindarius in a real big pinch?
That's interesting.
He makes his money on defense.
That's interesting. So this kind of piggybacks into my matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how often we'll see him as the primary defender, but I'm hoping that Temple is going to be guarding Barnes.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's a better matchup than Gallo, just given like Barnes has a little bit more speed. Gallo obviously has the size advantage, but I just don't know that the... I just think with the offensive load that he's going to have to carry, I would like to see him not maybe on the most one of the most dangerous scorers on their team.
I agree 100%.
And as I said, we just got to kind of lure Barnes into inefficient shots. He will definitely take those looks if he thinks...
you know, if he thinks it's there, he's going to shoot.
If he thinks he has like even a wisp of space to take off the shot, he's probably going to do it, maybe even if it isn't the best. So we got to kind of convert. We got to kind of capitalize on that.
Yeah. What's this note in here about him being the no-cal Tobias Harris?
Oh yeah, Harrison Barnes is no-cal's Tobias Harris. He's a slightly less good Tobias
Harris. Slightly worse Tobias Harris.
Oh, and That's, one one last thing is that, you know, we talked about rebounding a little bit and what we need to do to win, but Barnes has weirdly, like, doubled his career average for rebounds since he's been playing for Sacramento. It's gone up from, like, 4 to 7.2 per game.
Huh, I don't like that.
So it's going to be equally important, but I think that matchup favors Gallo on the glass for
sure. He's gonna, you know, he's gonna use that big body as the strongest man in the NBA. Doc versus Jorger is gonna be, I like this matchup because these are two coaches,
Jaeger,
these are two coaches who like frustrate their fan bases with stubbornness.
That is an interesting call.
Like, it's two coaches who both fan bases, for the most part, really like. Doc definitely, has been great this year. If you're a Kings fan, you don't like Jaeger, I don't know what to tell you. But, like, you know, is Doc going to figure out how to start the third well?
Yeah.
Is Jaeger going to hold out?
We looked a lot better in the last matchup against the Jazz in the third. Let's hope that that can continue.
Yeah. Like, is Jaeger going to hold out good players in crunch time? He tends to do that randomly. Are our rotations going to look good if we need scoring and rebounding late in the game? Like, this is a pretty big – this matchup hinges a lot on these two guys' rotations a ton.
Definitely.
That's going to be big.
I just have one last one, really, and it's a little bit of an existential one, and that is the Clips.
We love those here.
The Clips versus home court advantage. As we talked about, this game is so important for the Kings. Like, it is going to mean so much more to them than it is to us, and that's why I've been saying the whole time, I hope that we can play up, but the atmosphere is going to be unreal.
It's
going
to be nuts. I wish we could go to this game. If anyone's watching who's going to this game, let us know how the atmosphere is. It's going to be awesome.
So we're still currently at 500 on the road at 17-17. The Kings have been pretty solid at home, going 19-12. I don't know. I do think that home court advantage favors them, obviously, but we'll see.
The Kings, also another thing about home court advantage, they have two food giveaways per game at the Kings.
That's awesome.
So if the team makes 10 three-pointers, everyone gets a free spicy chicken sandwich, is a promotion clearly not understanding the advancement of how the NBA plays basketball anymore, which I think is really funny. And then I think you get a free, like, Jack in the Box burger if you buy a soda in the Kings win or something like that.
Heck yeah.
Like, a lot of food going on over there. What's your prediction for this game?
I think it's going to be 120 to 112 Clippers.
Damn, you think an 8-point win?
Yeah.
I like that, man. I'm a little on the fence. The more I've been reading about it, someone's talking about Zubats having a huge impact. He's going to have a huge game for us to win. I think that's a big hinge on there.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is, like, this team's biggest defense, like, they're about equal to us in defense. Our offense is just clearly better. So if we can just get a couple of stops, and just really pour it on, especially on their second unit. You know, I just think that, yeah. We have to handedly win every minute that we play against their bench and then just hang in there with our starters.
Yeah, losing Bagley's big for them. I don't know if we're better than them offensively today.
That's fair.
I think as a whole, maybe. I mean, I might have to go. I'm going to go contrarian because usually when I say that we lose, we're going to win. So I'm going to say 117-113 Kings.
Okay.
I don't want to be right. I did hear guys' complaints last time. I wore the hat today, so that hopefully is going for us. Last time I wore the hat, we lost. Let us know your predictions in the comments. Coming up after this, we're going to be doing... Do we have time for the Knicks preview? We're at 18 minutes right now. Let's just talk about the Pacific Division.
Let's do it.
All right, after this break, we're going to talk about the Pacific Division power rankings, as long as Love, Marry, Kill. That's coming up right now.
Oh, someone just asked on the live stream. This kind of ties into Pacific Division. Let's Who's a better shooter, Shamet or Buddy Hield? Got to go Buddy Hield.
Yeah, Buddy Hield for sure. Like, dude looks good.
Shamet's had some good looks. He's got a nice-looking release. The consistency just hasn't been there. Buddy Hield is having heck of a year, I think, an obvious look for most improved player. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
So right now, the Pacific Division rankings we have, I think today, because we're playing the Kings, we took this a little more seriously.
Yeah.
I feel like. So just as it stands, I think we have the same rankings, right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we got Warriors at the top.
Definitely.
Good for you, the Warriors. Clippers number two right now. And the Clippers are 9.5 games out of the Pacific Division lead. I don't think we're winning that this year. That's just me. I would almost put the Clippers at, like, how about Warriors 1, and then I would maybe go Clippers 3, Kings 3B, Lakers 2? Suns. No 2, because we're all lumped at 3 because we're so far away from the Warriors.
Oh, I like that. Okay,
There's no second best team right now because we're all so far away from the Warriors. But I think the second best, it's going to be the Clippers.
Yeah.
We just, like, this is such a crucial stretch. We go Sacramento tonight. Lakers on Monday. I'm just nervous, dude.
I know.
Like, we got to come through this week strong.
Yeah, we have some. We do have some hard games, but then luckily, you know, we do play the Knicks twice. We do play the Cavs twice.
Yeah, we got some bad guys coming up.
It's a good mix. I think we have one of the easier schedules. I think we have like the sixth or seventh easiest schedule left, and we do have a bunch of home games coming up soon. So. Yep. That'll all be really solid. But yeah, Clippers at two, second best record in the Pacific Division.
And then obviously, Kings at three.
Yeah.
Kings at three. They're two games out of the eighth spot. I'm just nervous about them.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about everything right now. It feels like they're playing good basketball. Again, they're going to rally around Bagley. This is a team that's never going to quit. Like,
somebody's saying every game is a must win, 100%.
Absolutely. Lakers, we're putting at the four seed. Slipping. This is a big night for them. If they lose and we win, it's not over.
Who they play tonight? Bucks?
Bucks.
Yeah.
It's not over by any means for the Clippers or the Kings. I don't want to say that at all.
Yeah.
But if the Lakers lose and we win tonight, it's closer to being over for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Definitely. We'll have a much clearer picture after the game on Monday. And then the Suns. Just firmly at the bottom.
Just give them the number for how far back they are.
If anyone on the live stream, guess how many games out of first place in the Pacific Division the Suns are. We'll give it like a couple seconds here to see if anyone can guess it. All right, no one's guessing. It's 31 games.
31 games out of first place.
The Suns are 31 games out of first. They might fire their head coach. They don't have any scouts in the front row of games. Like, they don't have a GM.
So they're like nearly 20 games just outside of eighth,
Someone
right?
just guessed 20. No, close. 31.
Somebody said I would think around 20. That's how far they are from the eighth.
Yeah. It was insane. Not a good year for the Suns, which I didn't have high hopes for the Suns, but I thought they'd be better than this.
I thought they would at least be fun to watch.
Yeah, and they're
it hasn't always
not.
Been that way.
All right, should we give us Love, Marry, Kill?
Yeah, so why don't you break this down? Like, what do we got going on here?
So apparently Sacramento as a city has a ton of nicknames.
Okay.
I culled this list down.
Really?
From the full list that I found.
Okay.
The eighth grader who trolls us was closest. Congratulations on the live stream. So for Love, Marry, Kill, we're doing nicknames for the city of Sacramento. We got four of them for you. Four hot nicknames. City of Trees, the first one.
I like it.
Anyways. Enough to marry it? We got City of Trees, the Big Tomato.
Which this one perplexes me.
This one goes out of nowhere.
Is that like it's a New York reference?
The Camellia Capital of the World. I could be pronouncing that wrong. That is a pink flower that apparently is abundant in Sacramento.
It's like, doesn't it look kind of like a carnation or no?
A little bit, yeah.
You're lying.
I'm for sure lying. it's got a stem. And then last but not least, America's Farm to Fork Capital.
This one seems a little too fresh. Is this a real one? How long has this been used?
Someone just said on the live stream, Matt Chong said, these sound like video game town names.
100%.
The Big Tomato does. All right, so which of these are you loving, marrying, or killing? And you got to give good reasons why, dude.
I guess I'm loving America's Farm to Fork Capital, all right? And here's why. That's just great marketing, all right? You're really trying to nail down that millennial demographic.
Yeah, with
you farms. You want to make Sacramento the new Silicon Valley. It ain't going to happen, but I love that you're trying.
But you want it, all right.
I'm marrying the City of Trees, dude. City of Trees.
Really? All right.
City of Trees is great.
Well, weed's legal, so I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah, if you can tie in weed to that somehow, you're just winning and winning and winning.
Sacktown winning, baby.
So yeah, I would if I lived in Sacramento, I would be pretty hyped to say, oh yeah, the City of Trees.
Oh, I'm up in the City of Trees. I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? All right, which one of these are you killing?
I'm killing the Big Tomato. I don't get it.
Do they grow a lot of tomatoes there?
I have no clue. And I just, like, it's a reference to the Big Apple? Like,
yeah, are they going at New York?
I don't understand it.
Man, I hope they're going at
New York. I
don't
get it.
I'll tell you one thing. I do like Sacramento more than New York. that's a good Love, Marry, Kill. I am loving the Camellia Capital of the World.
Ooh, I respect that.
It's exotic. I don't know anything about it. Is it
Neither
a poisonous
of us have
flower?
Any idea what that like, looks like.
I like that you would say that to people as if they would know it, and then people would be like, what is that? And you'd be like, oh, it's a very pretty flower. And they'd be like, All right, anyway, here's your change, jackass. Like, get out of
my store.
Sorry
to interrupt, but M. Chonger is saying that he's never associated Sacramento with tomatoes.
No, no, I don't name a city you associate with tomatoes other than, I guess, New York because there's pizza.
Somewhere in Italy?
Here's the thing. I'm marrying the big tomato.
What?
Yeah.
This is absurd.
It's the most outlandish name in the world. It seems so out of place. It makes no
sense. And you're marrying
it
because it's like
sense.
A goofy dad.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Roll your eyes at all of his jokes, but like you know that he's a good father.
Yeah, and I'm marrying the big tomato, and my mom's going to be like, you marry the tomato, huh? And I'm going to be like, look. She's chill. Like, it's very chill. This would also, I think marrying the big tomato would be it'd be like a fourth marriage type thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, that's how you're first.
I'm just here to have fun.
Or it is your first, but it does not last long.
I'm just here to have fun. It's the big tomato. What are you going to do? And then I'm going to I'm killing City of Trees. I think City of Trees, it's a bad nickname. Any city could be the City of Trees.
All right. Well,
I would argue.
We couldn't have been more different. I love the City of Trees.
America's Farm to Fort Capital, I guess, gets honorable mention for getting married because people be like, what? Like, so Arkansas? Or like, do they have a bunch of farm to table restaurants in Sacramento?
I have no idea.
Oh, I'm also killing, I think, I'm killing Sacktown, which I didn't even include
on
this list.
I was surprised that you didn't put that one on there.
Sacktown's a bad nickname. I don't even think people who live in Sacramento call it Sacktown.
I've also heard people say the City of Needles, but I think that's an unofficial one.
I think that's Fresno. Hello. Okay, seriously, the meth epidemic is terrible up there. We shouldn't joke about that.
No.
All right, guys. Oh, tonight after the game, we're going to be doing a live stream, just kind of hanging out, talking
win
about the results of the game. Win or lose. Gonna be a lot more fun if we win. So come through. We'll be tweeting about that as well. On Monday, we have a huge show. We're going to be recapping the hopeful victories against the Kings and the Knicks. We also have game passes, press passes for the Knicks game.
Yep.
So we're going to have some behind-the-scenes stuff for you guys. Stay locked on the Twitter account. And then we're going to preview game against the Lakers, do the freshies. We got a whole bunch of stuff for you guys on Monday. If you're new to the show, thank you. We're here Monday through Friday. Please rate, subscribe, review on iTunes, all that good stuff.
Yeah, and if you're listening and not watching, you should be watching on Twitter,
@LockedOnClips.
We're live every Tuesday at 1:45 p.m. Pacific, and generally other times that we'll shout out on here.
Yeah,
so
we'll figure it out.
Roll
guys,
through.
Thanks for listening. I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.